Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and I'm joined in the studio right now by candidate for State Senate, Ed McBroom. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Walt.
Good to have you in the studios with us here today. We're talking with you as you are out on the campaign trail, running for the State Senate seat that is being vacated by Tom Casperson, who is term limited out. Let's talk a little bit about this campaign. I mean, first of all, are you getting the name recognition that you are expecting? Because you were in the State House before. How's that going when you're knocking on doors and meeting with people?
It's been really great. You know, certainly in the area that I represented in the House, it's really, you know, most doors, people know the name already. Knocking on doors in the 109th and the 110th, when I was doing it during the primary, it was, you know, maybe 50-50 or a little less. But more recently, all over the UP, knocking on doors, whether it's Iron or Gogebic or Houghton, Baraga, Marquette counties, it's just been really wonderful. I'd say better than 80 to 90% recognition. So
give us
a lot of things going well.
Give us a little bit about your background. You were in the State House representing the 108th for several years. Out of it for a little bit, decided to get back in, but that was after a little bit of searching for you, wasn't it?
Well, that was something that I had really, when I left the House, I thought, you know, that I would probably run for the Senate seat at some point. A lot of it was kind of waiting to find out whether Tom Casperson became Congressman Casperson or not, and whether that happened sooner rather than later. So, you know, people kept asking me, are you going to run? I was like, well, you know, it's hard to say because who knows when the opening's going to be at this point. There was other doors that opened up in there. So I didn't really make any promises until I knew for sure when it was going to be. But I pretty much had planned that I would run when the seat did open up.
You per voters have a tendency to vote the person, not the party. You're running as a Republican. You're running against a Democrat and others in this race. What is the difference for Ed McBroom over the rest? Why vote for you?
Well, you know, I think, too, for myself personally, I've always been much more of a person over party person. And, you know, I'd love to have seen a day when the UP, when we could have our own party. But it's difficult when you continue to operate in a world where about a third of the voters will always pull the trigger for one side or the other, and you can't win with a third. So you've always got to have a third plus.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had long conversation with Bart Stupak, actually, back in 2008 about choosing a party and how do you deal with the party when you have some fundamental disagreements on issues. And, you know, Bart in particular had some pretty strong disagreements with his party. Mm-hmm. He had other things he agreed with on.
And he was able to pull it off for many, many years.
Right. And then maybe not so much at the end.
Right.
And, you know, and I looked at that and said, well, here's the issues that I would rather not be fighting with on a daily basis and be partnered with people who agree with me. Mm-hmm. And here's the issues that I don't mind fighting on a daily basis and being partnered with people who don't agree. And for me, a lot of those were kind of fundamental worldview issues, such as being pro-life and pro-family and things like that, that, you know, are fundamental to the way I view the world.
We're speaking with Ed McBroom. He's running as a candidate for the 38th Senate seat here in Upper Michigan. You're talking about issues. So what are some of the key issues that if you get back to Lansing and you're in the Senate this time around, what are the big issues that folks need to be aware of here that you're going to go work for?
Well, one of the big things I worked on when I was in the House that was really important to me was really flexibility within the curriculum and more local control at the school level.
Allowing
the local, right, K through 12, and allowing the professionals at the school and the parents and the students to work on what their graduation is going to look like. We went from a world where the state required a semester of government and a year of gym, and everything else was locally determined, to the situation now where the state determines 18 credits and leaves just a few credits for the student to have some flexibility. So a student who says, hey, I want to study the arts and music, is locked into not being able to take both band and choir. And you look at a student who wants to study mechanics and auto body or welding, and they have a hard time getting in there. Now, we got some of that flexibility in the bill that I worked on with John Kivala and Tom back in 2014, but we only got a little tiny bit, and there's just so much more we could do to allow those local communities and experts and students to work on that.
How about any other issues? Where are you looking at in terms of creating some jobs, maybe getting some industries in here? And then I also want to know your thoughts on career and technical education. Sure. So in terms of jobs and work, what are you looking to do?
Well, I mean, there's so much opportunity in the Upper Peninsula when it comes to what's going on around manufacturing and around some of our base industries, whether it's agriculture, forestry, or mining. And so the continued, you know, even while I've been out of office, been working to help with the opportunities with Empire Mine to see that happen again. The mining opportunities down in Stevenson and out in Gogebic and Ontonagon counties, those are real opportunities for real jobs. We also need to do some significant reforms to get people back into the workforce. Those kind of welfare reforms and things that we need to do. I voted for several of those while I was in the House. There's more that we can do. Auto insurance is a huge part, too, of taking the burden off of people. The bill that failed in the House of Representatives could have saved a lot of the average folks in the UP more than $1,000 a year. And for senior citizens, could have saved them even more because it would have excused them from purchasing that duplicative insurance that they were already carrying. So a lot of those things are issues that I'm very passionate about. I was also a passionate advocate for government transparency and ethics reforms. Those were things that became very personally important to me, too.
We're talking with Ed McBroom. He's running for the 38th Senate seat. Ed, if people want to find out more about your positions, key issues in your campaign, find out maybe where you're going to be speaking or appearing next, how can they find out more information?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to either find me on Facebook, the McBroom for Senate Facebook page, Ed McBroom for State Senate, or they can go to my webpage, McBroomForSenate.com.
It's certainly been good having you in here in the studios today to give us an update. Best of luck on the campaign trail, and I know we'll talk with you again before November.
Thanks so much, Walt.
All right, that's Ed McBroom, candidate for the 38th State Senate seat here in the Upper Peninsula. And if you missed any of our interview, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. More to come here on the Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM.